And now to Detroit, but this time we're not going to talk about the auto industry, bankruptcy, or vacant buildings. No, we're going to talk about dance. That's the sound of a crowd cheering on Detroit dancers doing what's called the JIT. It started as a street dance in the 70s by three brothers who became known as the Jitterbugs. The dance style was also recently featured in an episode of So You Think You Can Dance. They had JIT dancer Will Cisco Green on. He did an exhausting JIT routine with kicks and flips on the show.
Okay, how long can you keep that up?
Oh, I can go for a while, but that's just the piece that I had. If you throw some other music, I keep going for you.
That episode made one group of Detroit dancers really happy. They want to tell the world there's more to their city than news of unrelenting economic despair. Halim Strings Rasool is one of them. He's founder of the dance group Hardcore Detroit. He's also the producer of an upcoming documentary, The Jitterbugs, Pioneers of the JIT. It'll be shown in the 2014 San Diego Black Film Festival this month. And Halim joins us now. Welcome to the program.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. We're also joined today by Tracy McGee, one of the members of the group The Jitterbugs that started this dance. Tracy, welcome to you.
Pleasure meeting you.
For people who haven't seen the JIT before, I was just watching a bunch of videos of it, and it looks amazing. So describe it to me.
It basically consists of complex feet moves. You have some acrobatics, drops, and it's usually done to up-tempo music. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and back in the day when we started, somehow it's turned into like a solo performance for one person to perform. But when we started, we all did it together in a routine, and that's where it gets its real power from.
Yeah. Well, Tracy, tell me more about that. I mean, what was going on in Detroit in the 70s that gave rise to the JIT, or even before that?
I really couldn't explain that to you. Maybe it had something to do with, believe it or not, something with the gang culture, because back then we were criminals, so sometimes we'd get out the cars and start dancing, and then it evolved to basement parties and stuff like that. I really can't explain how it caught fire in Detroit.
Your group's name is The Jitterbugs. Does it have anything to do with that old dance, The Jitterbug?
No, nothing at all.
Okay.
We were sitting on the church stairs, and an old guy seen us and said, you young jitterbugs, and we started laughing. It was, what a coincidence. We were trying to find a name for the group, and we chose that name.
So
it's kind of funny because specific to Detroit, the term jitterbugs meant like to be like a hoodlum or like a thug, gangster. So the name stuck with them.
Okay.
Yes, it did.
You know, I've been reading about the JIT and just trying to figure out a couple things. One is, according to some stories here in the press, it seems like that the JIT went underground for a while. Is that true, or was it sort of all, has it stayed a part of the fabric of Detroit?
It's definitely underground. It has been underground since its existence. It's never really got the popularity that the other dancers have, break dancers, pop locking, and all of that. But if you come in the city and ask anybody about the JIT, they'll tell you, oh, yeah, I know how to do it. I remember the guys back in the day, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
It's still alive after 30 years. It's unbelievable.
Well, that's one thing that I'm wondering about is why is it that those other styles that you just mentioned, popping and locking and break dancing, kind of became national or even global dances, and that hasn't yet happened to the JIT?
I can answer that question.
Go ahead.
I believe, for me personally, I broke out and made contributions in the b-boying arena. Some people know it as breakdancing. So when I ventured outside of Detroit, I was able to see, you know, they know their history completely. You know, they know the founders of the dance. So when I came back to Detroit and I started asking certain questions, I wouldn't get like a definitive answer. I kept hearing the name Jitterbugs from like a lot of the OGs, but when somebody say these guys, they would flip, they would constantly win competitions, then that really was like, okay, I gotta find these guys.
Yeah.
And he did.
Is that what sort of gave you the drive to make this film and to really sort of put the JIT back sort of on center stage?
Well, I would say when we were dancing, we went to a bunch of levels of dance. Then eventually we started getting on the mic and rapping, trying to keep up with everything that was going on. And it kind of took us away from the dance circle. We really literally pulled ourselves away from the dance ground, the underground world. So maybe that's why the lack of the JIT started, you know, not evolving like pop locking and all the other dances.
I want to add too that the Lights and Cameras was on the coast during this time.
That's true.
We didn't have, you know, the exposure.
But is that why?
Excuse me for saying and being so rude and abrupt, but we created that dance strictly for the thugs. We created it for the masculinity side of the street. And the amazing part about it is that it evolved to the point where girls to this day right now, excuse me for sounding like that fascist, but they're actually doing our dance and I'm doing it well. And it's really amazing. It's like a miracle. This thing will not die.
Why is this dance important for Detroit?
Because I feel that it is a way to take another step back, you know what I'm saying, and look at Detroit in other ways. It's not a one-dimensional city, you know. Other things has came out of the city, you know what I'm saying, automotive industry, Motown. So I believe, you know, it seemed like people turned their back to Detroit or looked down at Detroit, but it's so many things here, you know what I'm saying, with the energy and the people.
And well, let me say also that the phenomenal part about it is that we were just having fun. We were just in the street, in the nighttime, up on the streetlights, having fun.
Tracy, do you still do the JIT?
Oh, yeah. You want to get down with me? Come on, let's go.
Yeah. These guys, man, the youngest one right now is over 50. So, you know, Trey is the middle, James is older, but they can still get down. You know, actually, we're getting prepared. We're getting prepared
That's right.
for the release.
That's
you know,
right.
The official event.
That's
and
right.
These guys is going to, they're going to perform.
We're going to cut the rug, as they say.
Well, I'm going to leave it to you guys, the experts, because it would just be a travesty if I even tried.
You can do it. You can do it.
Well, it's been so great talking to you both. Tracy McGee, one of the members of the Jitterbugs, the group that founded the dance, the JIT. It's been so great to talk to you, Tracy. Thank you so much.
No, thank you. It's been a privilege and my pleasure. I can't even believe I'm sitting here in front of a mic talking about something we used to do just for fun. It's amazing. True. Thank you.
And not just for fun. There's things that, you know, of course, Kim Weston, the Motown singer, was a huge reason why these guys got to the level of where they were.
As a matter of fact, excuse me for cutting you off. She actually literally saved our life because she was able to pull us off the streets, put us in the program, Festival of Performing Arts. That's where we had places to perform, people to perform in front of, and started learning sides of the business that we never knew existed.
And then through that, they were able to start touring with the auto shows. They used to perform 5 or 6 to 8 times a day, every day. Hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, every day, on an hour, every hour, we performed at the auto shows. And we had to tone our act down a little bit.
Yeah.
And again, it was just amazing. I've never figured myself being in that type of position either. All the flying halfway across the United States and stuff like that, again, just
so,
at all.
So this is why this story is important.
Well, Haleem Strings Rasool, founder of the dance group Hardcore Detroit and also the producer behind the documentary The Jitterbugs, Pioneers of the JIT. Haleem, it's been great to talk to you two. Thank you so much.
I thought we was going to do another take, man. I was just getting warmed up.
See, I'm just getting warm.
Come on.
Yeah, I got a whole bunch of stories just came back to my head.
Yeah, man.
Sorry, we only get one shot at
Yeah, when we make it down to Beantown, we come to see you, all right?
Yeah, do it. Definitely. It'd be great.
Definitely.
All right. Take good care.
All right. Thank you.
Robin, great bunch of guys.
Yeah, oh, just delightful.
Would you like to try the dance?
I've been doing it the entire time.
Well, many jitters, as they're called, they love to dance to techno music, something Detroit is also known for. This song is No UFOs by the Detroit producer Juan Atkins, who goes by the name Model 500. And you've really got to see the dance to fully appreciate it. We've got videos at hereandnow.org.
It's great.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from the Institute of Contemporary Art with Amy Silman. One Lump or Two, Vivid Abstract Paintings and Drawings, closes January 5th, icaboston.org.